Hello, mommies. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hey,
hey, mommies. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Messy Mommies Podcast. I am your host, Brandy.
And I am Shantae.
Hello, Shantae.
Hi, Brandy.
How art thou?
Art thou good? How are you?
I am good, girl. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Hello, mommies. Thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate you because you could be anywhere in the world.
But you're here with us.
But you're here with us. Thank you, mommies. We appreciate you guys. Mommies, today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. And that means you guys have made it through a whole week. I am so proud of you guys. We know these weeks are tough these days. But guess what? We only got one more day to the weekend. And you can turn up.
Turn up.
Turn up.
Turn up.
Hey, turn up.
Turn up.
You can turn up, mommies. Whatever you like to do, do that. Take time for you. Enjoy yourself. Because you know what I always tell you. If mommies are not okay, then nothing is okay. So enjoy yourself this weekend, mommies. Go get a little massage or something.
I need that, girl. I need that.
Yeah, go get your toes rubbed on or something. Do something for yourself, okay? You deserve that. Mommies, before we jump into today's episode, let's just take a moment to decompress for the week, mommies. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. Ooh, I know I needed that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mommy, Sky is lurking around here in the background somewhere. So if you hear a little giggle, giggle, know that that's Sky. And she's around. Mommies, on today's episode, I know you guys see the title. We are going to talk about balancing friendships. I think this is something that we kind of all face through motherhood. You know, once we learn that we are becoming mothers, things change a little bit with our friendships. Some for the good, some for the bad, some
for the necessary.
Okay. Some for the necessary. And some just kind of, you know, are there in the wind. You know, they just kind of there. So how do we deal with it? How do we balance it? Let's talk about it. So the first thing is how, I guess let's just talk about, Shantae, how we balance friendships now. Let's touch on that first. How we balance friendships now that we are mothers.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, girl, how do we do that? Look. I mean, I feel like you make time for what's important to you.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's what I do for those who are important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make it to all events. I try to pick up my phone or call you right back. I think I'm really good at calling back and texting back because I know some people who are horrible at it.
Yeah.
Who don't have kids. Mm-hmm. I feel like you don't want to get lost so much in your kids that you forget about the people who you had around you before who mm-hmm. were good to you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, I just try to make sure I keep up at least once a week, not or even once a month for some people. Just try to keep up with people. What about you?
Yeah, I think that balancing period has always been something that I've been pretty good at. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very good at keeping things in order. Now, I will say that balancing friendships have been a little I've had to handle that a little differently because my children are priority over any and everything, right? And so when I'm balancing friendships, it might be like a thing where it's like after I do this with my daughter, then I can come to whatever you got going on. But my daughters are always going to be a priority over everything. And so as long as people in my life understand that, then I have no problems at all. It's when people start questioning why am I doing XYZ for my daughters that, you know, that will cause some distance.
Questioning.
You know, that will cause me to be a little distant. But other than that, I think that I'll have always been pretty good at balancing relationships, friendships, goals, life. But has motherhood changed any other friendships that you already had prior to motherhood?
My perspective on things have changed. I wouldn't say me becoming a mother absolutely ended this friendship or changed this friendship. It's my perspective on things and the energies I choose to be around. Because now, you know, sometimes I'll take out to go back and forth on a situation or I don't know how to really explain it. But I just choose not to put my energy, like if you get into an argument with your friend, mm-hmm. or maybe not even an argument, a small disagreement. Prior to the kids, I would be like, you know, let's talk it out, you know, whatever. Now,
so your tolerance, I don't have the energy. Your tolerance is lower.
That's correct.
For other people.
I said this when I was pregnant with Christian. I told my mom, I said, Mom, I don't have no patience for anybody.
Right.
All my patience is for my children. And they done really messed up because I got Christian. So, I mean, why would I spend energy on certain things that don't serve me?
Right.
Anymore.
That's valid. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, maintaining friendships that I've already had prior to having a family, I still keep in touch with people that I had mm-hmm. prior to having a family. But if I'm being honest, I'm not as close to them as I was prior mm-hmm. to having a family. And that's okay. You know, things change when you have children, and those relationships kind of changed a little bit even before I had children. And when I got into a serious relationship, even before I got married, when me and my husband got together and our relationship got serious, you know, those relationships kind of changed a little bit because now I got a man now. So, you know,
period.
I'm not up kicking it with y'all 2-3 o'clock in the morning, or you can't just call me any kind of hours of the day and talk to me about drama that's going on in your life. Like, stuff has changed. And then it, especially when I had a child, because now I have a family, you know, so I'm not as available anymore as I used to be. And so that doesn't mean that any love has been lost. I'm just not as available. And so I think that what has happened for me with those friendships, I think that they have gotten to a point where they just don't call me for stuff anymore. And mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Like, I understand that.
I was about to say, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I'm okay with that because at the end of the day, and I don't want to sound selfish, but I have to be honest, I don't want to be nobody's go-to person except my husband and my children, right? Or the people that's extremely close to me. Like, I can be your go-to person, Chate. You might be.
I know.
Yeah, girl. You know how we do.
Ditto.
But you're not my first go-to person, right? I'm going to call my husband first.
No.
Right?
Period.
And so I don't want to be anybody's first go-to person if it's not my husband or my mm-hmm. children, right? Yep. And so I'm okay with not being their first go-to person. And I'm okay with learning stuff later down the line that happened if it's not life or death, you know, because mm-hmm. it's a respect thing. You know, one of these people that I'm talking about that's really close to me, he's like, well, Brandy, I know that you're married with kids now, so I don't want to bug you about stuff all the time, or I don't want to invade your family time and stuff like that. I can respect that, you know, mm-hmm. I can respect that. So yeah, we still have a friendship, but it's not like it used to be. Like, we might have talked every day, but now we don't. We only talk maybe once a month. And that's because our lives are different. Maybe I don't relate. We don't relate to the same things anymore. Our lives might be different because I can talk to Chante, you and I talk all day, every day. But that's because our lives are very similar, you know? So I could talk to you about signing my daughter up from swimming, and then you would be like, oh yeah, where you going? Because I might want to sign Amir up from swimming, you know? Whereas when you talk to somebody who don't have no kids, they be like, oh, okay.
Okay. What your man got to do with me?
I'm not trying to hear that, see? And so, I don't never feel like, you know, like they, like I said, there are times when it's friends that I had before I had a family, and then I'll talk to them and they be like, girl, did you know A, B, C, D, E, F, G happened? And I'll be like, I didn't even know none of that happened. Why you didn't call me and tell me that happened? And they'd be like, well, you know, you got a family now, and I don't want to be married with kids and stuff, and I don't want to bug you. You don't have to bug me, but you keep me informed.
I can understand why some people can feel the type of way, because I know I've heard, it hasn't necessarily happened to me, but I know your friends do start to treat you differently without you even saying, hey, treat me differently. So you can feel a way if that was to happen, like folks going out, they don't want to invite you because they feel like you're gonna say no, like wait.
Right.
I might say yeah, always say
right
no.
Give me the option. So do you feel neglected in any way by prior friends, like friends that you had pre-motherhood?
I did, but I think I was feeling that way prior to being a mother. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I just chopped that along with, okay, that's not something I need to worry about. I was worried about it pre-Amir. I have Amir now. No need to worry about why somebody don't want me to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was kind of, sort of, but yeah, not really.
Yeah, I don't necessarily, and I know a lot of mothers do. That's why I asked that question. Like, you feel like you being left out, or you feel like, you know, your whole life revolved around your kids now, so you can't hang out. So you feel a little neglected by your friends that you had prior to having children. And I don't feel like that. And part of that probably could be because, as you and I discussed on the podcast before, because I had children so late in life, I feel like I did it all already. So, you know, I never, if that's what y'all want to do, go do your thing. I'll be here, you know, with my baby.
Lord willing.
We'll be here. So I never really feel neglected by anything. But like I said a little bit ago, I do sometimes feel like, dang, why you ain't call me and tell me that such and such happened to you? Like, we still friends, you know, I still consider,
I still care.
Yeah, I still care. So have you noticed yourself making new friends since becoming a mom?
Not really. Yeah, not really. I think I got all my same friends. Maybe if I start like doing mommy stuff outside of, which probably maybe then, but no, I haven't. What about you?
No, I haven't made new friends, but I have gotten closer to other mommy friends. You know what I mean? Like, because now there's a better understanding, you know, or like I said, we're going through this life by together. So there's more that we relate to. So I have gotten closer to other friends that I had, that I was not close to prior to being a mother. So, I wouldn't mind having more mommy friends though, like close mommy friends, you know what I mean? Like not just associates, because you know I talk to all kind of mommies all day and night. Like I'm talking about like real mommy friends, like you and I, like have a real mommy clique with a good 4 or 5 of
us. That would be great.
Like a good 4 or 5 of us, and we are real close in the group chat. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I got my Facebook, we got our Facebook group, and it's almost 500 of us in that group, but I mean like real hardcore to the heart mommy friends, like you and I are.
I would even like people who are in relationships too. I mean, single mommies, that's cool, of course, but people who are in relationships, because I mean, you and I, we do things, we move as family units, 90% right. of the time. So if y'all invite Brandy somewhere, Emmanuel and the kids are coming. If y'all invite Shantae somewhere, Jeremy and the kids are coming.
And we're okay with that. Like, we expect that.
Hello?
Like, when we okay. invite each other somewhere, we don't be like, I don't call Shantae and be like, Shantae, you want to come to Hip Hop Hop with me? I'd be like, Shantae, what y'all doing? Y'all should pack up and exactly. all y'all should come. exactly. to the Hip Hop Hop with us. Or she'll be calling me and she'll be like, Brandy, y'all need to, like, we it's automatic that we know our the whole family coming. And if we do move by ourselves, like,
mm-hmm.
it's just us two, like,
try them. Yeah.
And we taking some time for ourselves, some mommy time. It's funny because mm-hmm. we have a baby shower coming up, and I had to tell my husband, like, babe, I got a baby shower coming up. I think I'm gonna go to that solo. Because I never do nothing by myself. I have to make like an mm-hmm. announcement about it. I'm coming by myself.
Yes. Even though it's going to be co-ed. Yeah. Yeah, but it's still cool for you to come by yourself because it's some time away, baby.
Yeah, a little time for me. And then, you know, in the midst of like a baby shower, it's co-ed, but I don't want to have to be worrying about what my kids is doing. And is she mm-hmm. messing with this? Is she messing with that? And then my husband on baby duty the whole time, that can be boring. You know, mm-hmm. so I just rather come mm-hmm. by myself. So now looking back on it, like when you look at relationships you had, friendships you had prior to being a mommy, and then friendships you have after being a mommy now, like what's important with being a friend now?
That you know I got kids.
Point blank and period.
That you know I got kids. Like, you should know. Like, okay. I'm a godmother. My oldest godchild, it will be 14 this year, I think it's 14. And I would like talk, like when he was a baby, I would talk to his mom on the phone and she'll be like, girl, excuse me. I was having to be like, I'm sorry, girl. Come on, this. And I'm like, girl, that don't bother me. But I know sometimes talking to people who don't understand that a child is going to be loud, but I'm a mother and I know how to multitask. It don't bother me. You and I are on the phone all the time and these kids is at the house running rapid. Acting crazy. We FaceTime and hey Novi, FaceTime and hey Amir. Mm-hmm. So it's just we all in the conversation, but I know some people just don't understand it or even have the patience to hear a child.
Oh yeah. While we're talking. Yeah, that I do have to say I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. I think that when people act like they don't understand that we have children or understand how mm-hmm. children act, especially when they're babies like ours. I mean, outside of my oldest, like I tell y'all all the time, I'm very blessed with her. She's a pretty well-behaved child. My youngest,
she's a pretty
she's
child.
Pretty child too.
Period.
I concur.
Period.
I concur. You know, my little one is 1 year old. Christian is months and Amir is too, so they're going to make noise, they're going to be loud, they're going, and if you can't deal with that,
get off my phone.
Cause Shantae gonna tell you how she feels all day, every day. But I think that's important to me. It's one thing if you're just an associate, okay, cool. But if you call yourself a friend or trying to get close to me, then you absolutely do have to understand that I have children. Children are loud. My children are my priority. They gonna always come first and foremost before any and everything in the world. When it comes to my girls, everything stops. Everything I have going on stops when it comes to my girls. And anybody that's a friend of mine understands that, and that's why we are friends. Hence to Shantae, we are very close because Hi. She's the same way. I understand any and everything when it comes to her boys stops. Everything stops when it comes to her boys, and I get it. I 100% get it, and I would expect every mother to be that way. when it comes to your friends. And when you have other mommy friends, I think that they get that. They understand that. And it's never no love lost. If I say, girl, I got to call you back, man. I got to run to my daughter's school. They just called. I don't want to hear, no, why you ain't calling me back? You, yeah, you was going to do such and such and such and
Who is my man?
You know, like, just roll with it. I got kids. Stuff might happen. I might have said I was going to call you back and don't call you back. That's okay. It's okay. I have children. They come first. You know, and when I get a minute, I haven't forgotten about you. Just give me a minute.
Just give me a minute.
Especially when you got two, girl, because one is like having one, but two is like having four. Because you got, it's a lot of ripping and running. I'm sure y'all know mommy's kid. And then just can you imagine mothers that got 10 kids?
Cool. You know what my mom was talking about? It's a lady who got 15 kids who be doing podcasts and stuff.
Matter of fact, nice little plug for us. I appreciate that. But we're going to be interviewing with her soon, too. She's called America's Super Moms. America's Super Mommies. This woman is a podcaster, very successful woman. She has 15 children, and she maintains all 15 children. They age from all age ranges too. And she has a very successful platform, and we will be featured on her show coming up next month. We'll be featured on her show. But yeah, I couldn't imagine 15 kids.
Honey, more power to you, baby girl. I can tell you how.
I mean, we know how, but how do you maintain? Get your mind right.
Yeah, girl. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know, girl. I don't know what I would do if it's... I think where I'm at right now, like I said in one of these episodes, I maybe could do one more, but after that, girl, the whole conversation is going to be, when can I tie my tubes? Like, I don't even want to know how far along I am. Just when can I tie my tubes? Because I'm not having no more than three. Absolutely not. No more. Not...
In my case, it'll be four, but somebody asked me the other day if I was having more kids. I said, I did not get my tubes tied. So, I can't guarantee that I'm not having no more kids as of today. Today, I don't want no more.
I'm definitely not trying to have
God, no my more, pop a little sure. girl up in
me. Definitely trying. Now, if it happens, it happens, and that's it. But I'm not trying. Absolutely not. No. These girls keep me busy all day and every day. Y'all see us, we talking about maintaining friendships because these girls keep me busy.
No, I never had no friends. We ain't going nowhere.
You either come over here or we can't be friends. That's it.
Okay. Can the kids come?
That's it. Sheesh. That is it. My friend is my husband. And so, okay, so let's look at this then. So, what do you feel with being a mom is an adequate amount of friends? Is there a number on how many friends you have? Is it what it is? Like, however many people in your life is cool, do you put pressure on yourself like that? Like, I need to have this amount of friends to feel validated.
Right. I've never been like that. I've never cared of the quantity of friends. I only look at the quality. So I don't care if I lose all my friends and I just got you. I only got you. Yeah. I'll be fine because I have to, and I told you this, what's for me is for me. So I can't go chasing after something that don't want me. I can't go chasing after a friend that doesn't want
me. Girl,
you better.
Say a word on this Thursday night, day, Thursday, whatever. Preach to us.
So, I mean, everything has to be reciprocal. in a relationship. That's in a relationship with your significant other, relationship with family, and a relationship with friends. Because all in all, you definitely have to choose your friends. You have a choice to have a friend in your life or not. Your kids, you ain't got no choice. With your spouse, you got a choice, but you really work hard for your spouse because you want that to work. But a friend, they come and go. They come and go. I mean, you want to keep it. You think about history. You think about good times. You think about all that type of stuff. But when it's chopped down to it, you have to look at what serves you today.
And I think that's
today.
What a lot of it is. If I'm being honest, what? I had this situation to where I held on to a friendship for so long just off of the fact that I knew this person for so long that it became a point that we're not even friends for real. We just been knowing each other for so long, you know? But right now, right now, we don't vibe. We don't we don't see eye to eye on stuff. We don't have a lot in common with things. You live a different life than I live, you know? And we are only holding on to this quote-unquote friendship because we've known each other for so long. And so it got to a point where I had to say, like, yo, we're not friends. You know what I'm saying? We're not friends. So there's no need to continue to pretend as if we are, because we're not. You know, that's when it becomes fake. And you know, we don't do that fake stuff.
We don't do that fake stuff. Make
it break out in highs. And so I concur. I've never been the type of person who needed to have a lot of people around me. I've always needed solid people though. Like, I never wanted the type of people around me who I have to question or side eye or wonder what they saying about me when I'm not around, you know? And now that I have children, the only people I want in my life are people that I can really depend on when stuff hit the fan. Like, if it's a situation, I know that I can call Shantae hands down and be like, yo, go pick my babies up from school. Something that happened. And she gonna be over there flying on two wheels to get my babies. You know what I mean?
Yes. Honey, what you called me for? You called me one time. You was like, I didn't want to call you. It was too late. I said, girl, we got a 24-hour relationship. And that's what it is.
How late it is. Those are the type of people, solid people that I want around me. And I'm blessed enough to where I do have. The people that I call my friends right now are like, seriously, they more like my sisters than my Shantae is more like my sister. Like, I talk to Shantae's mother like she my mama. You know, like, Shantae's mother called me today with Shantae not even nowhere near around because we that close.
Because what y'all talking about? Wait.
So, I have another friend. My friend is love her to death. Wouldn't trade her for the world. Same way, I call her mother my mother. You know, I call her mother right now and have a conversation with her mother. Like, you know, I got, y'all don't, mommies, you guys don't know this, but I got in a car accident not too long ago. I called my sister Makita, told her I got a car accident. You know what that girl said? You can use my car for however long you need to until you get another one. That's the type of people that I like in my life, because that's how I am to the people that I love, you know, to the people that I consider my friends. No matter what happens, I'm going to be there for you, ride or die. And so as long as I got 3-4 of them type of people around me, that's all I need. You know what I mean? That's all I need. I don't need no new friends.
I agree. I know when I was pregnant with Christian, and I was at home all the time, working all day, dealing with Amir all day. And then Jeremy was out on the road. I know I talk to you all the time, but I know I was feeling so upset. I was so emotional this day. And I called my friend Courtney. And I was like, man, Courtney, I'm so emotional. She said, okay, I'm on the way. I said, what? She said, okay, I'm on the way. Did you want something to eat? And it instantly made me feel, I didn't ask her to come.
I remember that day. I remember, I said, because I remember he was gone for a few days. And I said, do you want me to come over and stay with you for a little bit just so you don't have to be by yourself? But Shantae lives a good 45 minutes away from me. And so,
baby, Timbuktu. We're far apart, but we're close together.
Hello. But yeah, those are the type of people that you need in your life, is people that are solid like that. And so, especially through motherhood, because you just don't know what to expect, you know? You know, I think I shared with you guys that my daughter's school had called me one day and told me that she had fell and busted her head, and to come and get her, to take her to the hospital. And my friends that I call my sisters, they was on it. Like, is she okay? Do you need anything? Do you need me to bring her anything? You know, like, they were just as concerned about her as they would be their own kids. You know what I mean? And that's what I need. And as long as I have that, I'm good to go. Like, I don't need no new friends.
I
don't need no.
I think it's good as well, because it's also an example we're setting for our children, to make sure you have solid, real people around you, authentic people around you. To be like, man, my mom, Lord willing, we still here when they get older, and they can say, man, my mom and Auntie Brandy, this and that, and we're always all together, and they have these friendships to say, hey, man, that's a solid friendship. That's something we need to make sure we have, because, baby, your choice on friends when you're younger.
You're so right. You're so right. It all resorts back to what we always say, is that it starts at home. You know, it starts at home. And so, you know, we, like you said, we set in that example for them of what a real friend is, because they watch it. You know?
What our mama used to always say. Well, I know one thing my mom used to always say. There's a couple things she used to always say. Choose your friends wisely before I choose them for you.
Yes, LaQuita. Shout out to
She used to say that all the time. Specifically to my sibling, especially my brother, I think. But not to me too often.
Because Shantae's but, so perfect. Good.
I mean, you said it.
Good. No crisis.
You said it. But no, for real though. Because I didn't really, honestly, I've never.
Everybody like, else was in trouble, but not Shantae.
You want to call Quinn on the phone and ask her now? Because you speaking facts. Busy facts. Okay.
Show off.
Okay. I mean, it's not my fault. I would have loved to have gotten in trouble. Twitter just had me scared. I was scared. I ain't trying to show off. I would have loved to go do something.
I was shaking in my boots.
Had to wait to my 20s to act up. Baby girl. The lady had me scared.
That's funny. But yeah, that is true. Okay, so she said choose your friends before you choose them. She choose them for you.
What did she say? What about your parents?
Nothing. I did have like some little incidents where my mother would be telling me that certain people was not my friends. She was right. She was right. She has been telling me for a long time that certain people are not my friends, and stop putting my trust into people. And I'd be like, you don't even know them. No, she was right. Yeah, you know, right. And so, yeah, it is important to listen to what your parents say, or it's important to know.
Yeah, just at least take heed. If they say something, right, if they say something, don't get defensive. Look at why they may be saying it. Ask them what they see that you don't see. Because it's always clear.
From the outside looking in.
Yep. Outside.
But the beautiful thing is, if we establish these friendships right now, like we already have, and our children will know what to look for. You heard? They will know. Do you hear me clucking? They will know what to look for, and then we won't even have to worry about it, because they have an example of what a solid friendship is. See, the way, like, Shantae and I kind of, we've been friends for 11 years now? 11 years?
2011.
We met.
Yeah. 11,
yeah, we met in
2011. longer than you.
Yeah, I think the end of 2010
for 3 years.
Yeah,
because I started off seasonal.
We met at the end of 2010, and so throughout our friendship, we have watched each other grow, and we've watched each other, you know, become mothers and relationships and all of this great things. Has happened. So now we're to a point where our children, you know, we tell them that they're cousins. We tell them that they're cousins, and they will become each other's first friends. And so knowing the trust that their mothers have in each other, they will instill that same trust within each other themselves, you know? And so I don't have to worry about their friends, hopefully, because their friends are they cousins raising them around.
Right.
That's the goal.
Hello.
That's the goal. So when they be like, my cousin Amir's coming to spend the night. Cool. I already know his mama. He coming over. He good.
Exactly. Girl. Because that's been a nice stuff, I'm telling you.
You know what?
We didn't have none of that.
The same way with him growing up, his father did not let him spend the night with nobody either. I think he told me that he only spent the night at somebody's house like maybe once in his whole childhood.
Mm-hmm. I spent the night. I had my best friend in middle school and high school. I think that's it. And it's something that I'm going to do with my children as well. Outside of them probably going to your house or your family's house that I really trust. They're staying home. And I don't know how keen I am about people spending the night over here.
See, that was a compromise.
Children spending the night over here either.
Because I was a child that spent the night out. You know, had sleepovers, spent the night at different people's house and stuff like that. And nothing ever happened to me or anything like that. But I respect my husband so much, and I respect his perspective on children, on our girls, especially because we have girls too. Spending the night elsewhere, that I told him, well, let's compromise and we can let her friends come to our house. So, you know, instead of them going out, they can have the sleepovers can be at our house, and you know, we can have pizza parties and princess parties and whatever they want to have, but we can have it at our house. So that way we know that they are in a safe environment. They are in a safe environment. And we don't have to worry about who's there, because that's the thing that scares me. And we talked about that, my husband and I. It's like, it's not necessarily the friends that we concerned about. It's that we don't know who's living out that house. Yeah.
It's whoever in their house. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. And I didn't realize that with my mom until I got older. I used to always be upset.
Right.
It'd be so mad. But again, I've never been touched. Nobody's ever messed with me or anything like that. And I can equate that to that, because these people can be like, it's only me and my... It's only my mom and us who stay here, and then her mama boyfriend comes at midnight while everybody's
sleeping. Or not even who stay there. Like, you don't know if they got like brothers and sisters that's grown and they friends coming in and out the house. They coming in with their friends. Like, you know, aunties dropping by to visit and they come in with their sugar daddy boyfriends and all type of stuff. You just don't know who's going to be in and out of somebody else's house.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. Like, it's crazy. Like, when I hear about these kids getting kidnapped and killed, Lord forbid, it'd be family friends. You know what I'm saying? It'd be family friends. That's why you gotta watch these people around your children. You gotta watch how they look at your kids. Mm-hmm. You just gotta watch.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something when my girls get of age, so where they start wanting to have sleepovers and all of that stuff, it'll definitely have to be at my house. I don't think I would allow them to spend a night. Times are different though than when we were growing up. You know, you didn't really have to worry about that stuff too much when we were growing up.
We should have worried about this stuff when we were growing up. I told you what Jeremy said. I'm the only girl he's ever dealt with that's never been messed with.
That's sad, man. That's sad. But yeah, so we're gonna move along from that.
Friends.
So yeah, it's important with, you know, letting your children see what solid friendships are and having solid people around you and solid people that you can trust, so that you can set that example for your babies. So moms, just be careful, you know, be careful with who you have around your children. Be careful with who you call friends around your children. Watch your children's friends, you know, just all around be careful, you know, never, you can't put your trust into too many people unless you really, really know them for 10 plus years. Hello, Shante. You really can't. Mommies, before we head out of this episode, I want to sincerely thank you guys for rocking with us. This episode is our 20th episode of the Messy Mommies Podcast. Whoop, 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 whoop. 20 episodes, guys. We have 20 episodes in. This thing is moving, and it's moving in at a great pace. We have so much positive feedback from this for this podcast. If you have been listening and rocking with me since I launched the podcast, I thank you. I love you guys. Make sure you rate these episodes. Make sure you write a review. Yeah, review the episodes. Email me at messymomhelp@gmail.com. You can contact me directly. Let me know what you guys want to talk about moving forward. This 20th episode will actually wrap up season one. Season one is a wrap. We're done with season one. We are moving on to season two. That is going to be an amazing season. We're going to have some amazing topics coming up. I'm sure we're going to have some great stories to share with you guys, as we always do. We're going to laugh, we're going to cry, we're going to hug, we're going to do it all in season two as well. But I just wanted to thank you, mommies, for rocking with us for 20 episodes deep. And we're going to keep this thing moving. 20 episodes does not mean that we're stopping at all. That just means it's a wrap on season one. We're moving along to season two. Coming up, guys, some other things that I wanted to let you guys know. I know that a couple of you guys have kind of reached out to me about being visual. We have some interviews coming up. Those are going to be virtual interviews. We're going to sit down with a couple of different people and discuss Messy Mommies, you know, and just kind of get ready to take this thing to the next level. So, mommy, stay tuned. Keep listening. Keep following us. Follow us on Instagram at messy.mommies. Follow us at our Facebook group. That's Messy Mommies. Also, we have a lot of fun in our Facebook group. My heart was touched when I seen actually someone screenshot someone else's status who I don't know, and whom I'm not a friend of. They just happened to be a part of Messy Mommies group. And they posted as their status that they have just become a part of the coolest mommy group ever, and that we make them laugh all the time in the group. So that touched my heart that someone titled our group the coolest mommy group ever. So, you know, follow us over there at Messy Mommies on Facebook. We appreciate all the love, all the support. Let's keep this thing going, y'all. Let's go. We not stopping.
Let's go.
Don't be surprised if you don't be surprised if you see us pop out with a book.
Right, things out. Just letting things out the hat, aren't you?
Letting a couple of secrets out. Okay. Don't be surprised if we pop up with a couple mommy seminars here and there. You know, we got some things in the works, guys. We got some things in the works. Like I said, this has been an amazing journey thus far. The support has been absolutely amazing. I cannot thank you guys enough as we wrap up season one. Mommies, let's face it. We are all a mess somehow, some way, but we make it look amazing. Amazing, mommies. You guys do an amazing job. So keep pushing, mommies. Keep striving and do not give up. I promise you, mommies, if you keep doing your very best, trust me, it will be enough. It will be enough, okay? So, mommies, from one messy mommy to another, I promise you, girl, you got this. You got it. And remember, do something absolutely amazing for yourself this weekend, because why? You deserve it. Bye, mommy.
You deserve it.